time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Michael Bryant and Lenisa Jimenez on the phone. We're going to talk about the U.S. Census that is going on right now. You know what? The census is very important. There's a lot that's tied to the census. And a lot of people, there's concerns with privacy issues and things like that. We're going to kind of try and squelch all your issues and answer as many questions as we can for you today. Michael and Lenisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Michael, we're going to start with you. And let's talk about what the census is. You know, maybe some people out there really don't know what it is at all about.
Well, the census is done every 10 years, and it's intended to get an accurate count of the entire nation through in that 10-year time period. It's used for various purposes. The data is used at government levels. It's used locally. It's used by businesses. All of these entities to help them either build a business model or to apply for grants or a various number of things, but it counts race, it counts number of people in a household, it counts income. All of these things are useful things to help these entities, whether they're business or government, to do their business and to help us as communities.
And you know, the thing about it too is there are, and this is where I think people may not understand it, there are billions of dollars that are tied to the census.
That is correct.
And this kind of helps you, it can help with, I believe, the medical centers and things like that. They need to know how many people are in an area so they can justify these kinds of things and given the spend. So it's very important that you do this. You know, houses in Congress are tied to the census. That's how they know whether you're going to get another, another seat in the House of Representatives. So it's very important that people participate in this.
Absolutely. And some of the questions on there, people kind of ask why are they asking this? But I can guarantee you each of these are beneficial questions to be answered, especially related to race and ethnicity, things like that, because those are methods in which especially governments will use to identify how many of a particular population they have in their community. And they can therefore get additional resources for those populations. They can have additional means to help in various aspects by having that information opposed to if they didn't have that information.
And here's the other thing about it, too. I have done mine. It took me less than 5 minutes on the phone.
Correct.
It's very simple, very quick and easy to do. How long, we were talking the other day about this, how long do we have to fill out the census? And when is the, you were saying something about they've extended the deadline for the census this year.
Correct. The self-response date has been extended to July 31st due to current conditions with our pandemic that we've been having. There will also be the door-to-door people that may be coming sooner or later, but we don't have official dates on when that'll happen. Those individuals that would be coming door-to-door may be seen possibly in public places such as grocery stores and things like that to try to help individuals fill out the census for those that either are not aware or that for some reason don't have means to a computer or didn't receive it in the mail, things of that nature.
Okay. Now we're going to bring Lenisa in because, Lenisa, you are going to relay this message. We talked about the minorities and the different ethnicities that are in the area. And to kind of maybe answer some questions, you are going to kind of interpret for us in Spanish. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of give out something that we would like everyone to know, you know, a little bit of information about how it's safeguarded, why it's important, and how you could respond in Spanish.
Okay, so we're going to turn the time over to you now.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
No más queremos saber para el census que tu trabajo cuenta mucho y tú también. No importa si solo viniste a los Estados Unidos a trabajar. Tú también cuentas en el censo de 2020. Al ser contado, ayudas a que nuestras comunidades se beneficien con mejores escuelas, transporte público y más clínicas de salud. Puedes llenar el censo por internet, por teléfono o por correo y estará disponible en español. Además, tus respuestas son estrictamente confidenciales. Y por ley, tu información personal no se puede compartir con agencias del gobierno como ICE, el FBI o la policía. El censo cuenta a todos para que todos nos vaya mejor. Dale forma a tu futuro, empieza aquí. So that's just kind of everything that we want people to know and how they can respond. And if they have any more information, you could visit 2020census.gov/ES.
Okay, and if they have any questions, is there anyone in your office that can answer questions right now?
Myself or Lenisa could answer questions. Lenisa could do the Spanish questions if anybody can't speak English, but either one of us. My office number is 435-613-0035.
Okay, and Lenisa, your office number?
It is 435-613-0040.
All right. Michael Bryant and Lenisa Jimenez with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments talking all about the census. Thank you so much for coming in today and getting this information out there, important information that people need to hear about.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So now for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.